You are now about to begin the great adventure, the journey out of your mind.
Back up in your act with the resurrection.
It's the Bat Rat Podcast.
It's happening, folks. Welcome, Bat Rats. It's week two. Episode 2 of the Bat Rat Podcast, coming at you live and direct on a Sunday night. It's actually not live, I'm recording it on Saturday, but you're hearing it Sunday, or you're hearing it whenever the fuck you want to hear it, because you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for the Bat Rat Podcast on iTunes, and get that shit for free every week. You don't even have to think about it, it'll just show up, and you can check it out, keep up with what we're doing. If you don't know, Batwings for Lab Rats is a band from Albuquerque. We're like a hip-hop, punk-rock, psychedelic flavor circus, and we want to get all up in your face and all up in your ear holes and make your day better. So hopefully we're doing that. Speaking of better days, it's been a crazy goddamn week. I'm not going to get into details, but those of you out there who know me probably have heard some shit. So thanks to everyone that's been cool and been talking to me. Things are good. It's good times these days, but sometimes life is hard and we need friends, so if you got friends, be there for your friends and love your friends, and if you don't got friends, make some friends, because it's not that hard and everybody gets lonely and we're all in this shit together, you know what I'm saying? We're just trying to make our way through to the next day, trying to figure out what we want, what we need out of life, so yeah. Anyway, much love, y'all know who you are. Thanks for listening to the Bat Rat Podcast. We're kicking it. We're doing our thing. Tonight, which will have already happened, that's the problem with pre-recording a podcast, but we're playing at the Chill Factory. So if you came out to the Chill Factory, thanks for coming out, and I assume the show was really good times. yeah. We haven't been playing out that much, Batwings for Lab Rats. We've been just trying to plug away on our album, trying to get that shit done, and we're so close. Last night I was in the studio finishing up. I almost got through the very last thing I had to do vocals on, but my voice started sounding shitty. I was doing the choruses on a song that's super fucking bleh, super screamy, and my voice didn't quite last. It was starting to lose its edge at the end, so we figured we shouldn't push it. And so hopefully on Monday I'm gonna get in there, finish up my parts. Matt and Phil have, I think, one more vocal part to do, and then we're done with principal recording. So, woohoo! The people rejoiced, the children rejoiced. It's all good. Yeah, thanks for listening to the podcast. What you're hearing behind me right now is a band, what the fuck are they called? Bardo Pond, from the album Amanita, and the song's called Tantric Porno. So, you'll be hearing more by Bardo Pond behind me. Some super cool, like, ambient psychedelic shit. I've been digging them for a long time. I don't even remember where I got their album, but yeah. I'm gonna play a song right now. I'm gonna play a song by my good friend Nick Furious, who set up the show this weekend, the Jingle Jam and Holiday Help Out. Thanks to Nick Furious for always fucking representing. He's always working. He's great. We love you, Nick, and yeah, here's a song by Nick Fury, and I will see you on the other side.
Focused on the power of now. With a ball of twine, life passes in a hurry, so worry's a waste of time. Today's your day to shine, erupt, blow up, get a brick wall, so what? To make a blundering slip is better than wondering if life is so abrupt. I suggest you smell the vultures in your cup and sober up. Take a look around, life should make your heart pound, just because it does. Infinite possibilities got me thunderstruck. I need to let my brain drift and become unstuck. Turn the television off and pull the plug. The mountain that before I thought I couldn't budge. Hit the stage, create a buzz like potato bugs. I got a hunger and thirst. urge to water research across the earth's water and dirt to enhance my brain and broaden its girth. In my eye, mediocrity is poverty for all that it's worth. Never. Some fresh air and take a deep breath. Let it on out. Focus on the power of now.
I said now.
When?
Now.
Not now, but right now.
Struggle one.
And furious.
We're here to show you how.
Follow our lead. Efficiency will increase.
Put your inhibitions on.
Breathe.
And move your feet.
Creative catharsis.
Embracing the hardships we see. Cause your reality is just perception of me.
Get a fresh viewpoint and take a new look. Let me ask you a question.
If your life was a book,
now would anybody pick it up?
Or would it stay put?
Or would it sit up on the shelf collecting dust and soot? A trip around the world always starts with one step.
It's one life, one love. You better come correct. Take a deep breath and let it all out. Get some fresh air. Focus on the power of now.
The mission. Follow my intuition. Use the platform to illustrate. Equipped with description. Listen, the heart's the rhythm. Percussion is all we're given. Tune out suspicion and background distraction. Disregard society's know-it-alls and pundits. Embrace the moment of truth and justice. Those chatty Cathys and blabbering Bills get busted up with an uppercut. I eat the upper crust with much gusto. In my gut, though, I know I must stay focused. The task at hand to grab the magna opus. Empower the hopeless with greatness. Plague like a locust till a change shows us the notion of a single moment. But you gotta own it. There ain't no half-step in. The answer to the question is much less than perception. Expect the unexpected. Submerge the senses. Subject them. A magnanimous suggestion.
That was Nick Furious, the lyrical gunslinger, featuring Jungle One. I believe that was illustrated on the beat, and that song is called, what the fuck was that song called? The Power of Now. Yeah, Nick is the man, so he's going to be my featured artist this week. I'm going to be playing songs off of his lyrical gunslinger album. It's called That Which Doesn't Kill Us. And if you come out to a show, come check out Bandwidth No Name. They're playing all the time these days. That's Nick's new band that he's been kicking it with. Full band, live band. Epic is in that, and he's a fucking badass MC. Epic's also a dope producer, and we'll definitely get some of his beats on this podcast for you to hear in the future as well. And this brings me to my next point, which is I need music for this podcast. Since I did the old Batwings for Lab Rats podcast, my hard drive took a shit, so I'm missing a lot of the music that I used to have, and I want to be able to feature up-and-coming artists so that you guys can check them out, and therefore, if y'all know anyone, or if you're in a band, or whatever the case may be, if you got some music that the world needs to hear, send it my way. And we will put it on the show if I deem it worthy. So, I'm on the lookout. You got some music, send it my way. We want to feature on this show local. I mean, not local. You don't have to be from Albuquerque. You can be from wherever the fuck. You could be from Afghanistan or Africa. Or you can be making beats in a hovel in Antarctica where it was negative 133 degrees in Antarctica the other day. I guess that's just the norm. They don't have, like, seasons, right? Is it colder in the winter in Antarctica? Isn't it summer in Antarctica right now? I think it's summer, right? Because it's summer in Australia, in the southern hemisphere. So, in the middle of summer in Antarctica, it's fucking... Well, I guess it's spring. I don't know. Whatever. The point is, it's cold as shit in Antarctica. And if you're living in a hovel making beats, you can get online, send that shit my way. Email me. It's Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N. That's my real name. I go by Loki, but since y'all are my close friends, you can email me at Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N, at batwingsforlabrats.com. And yeah, I want to play your music on the show, so come correct with some music, and we'll get it on. Yeah, a lot of shit going on, so keep your head up in fucking 2014. It's almost the end of 2013. I really hope y'all had a good year. My year was crazy as fuck. This might be the craziest year of my life. So much madness has happened. I don't really want to get into a lot of it on this podcast, but fucking talk about like a month ago when I was thinking about, I don't know if y'all are familiar with the return of Saturn, but it's the idea that every 29 years in your life, Saturn returns to the place that it was when you were born. And it's supposed to be kind of a revolution in your life. It's a new life every 29 years, a new phase of your life. And I remember thinking a month ago, I turned 29 in a month. And I can't imagine that I'm going to come around like that and come into a new being. But when I look back now, I think that happened over the last year. So much madness has gone on. And like I said, I'm not going to get into details because y'all don't need to know. but just saying, wherever you're at, shit is always constantly changing. Nothing is ever certain, and the future's wide open. So, yeah, I hope everyone is having a good week. And I can't wait till next week, because that's going to be my birthday podcast. I don't know what I'm going to do for my birthday podcast, but it's going to be fun. So, yeah, tune in for that shit. But we're right here, right now, on the R Community Podcast Network. I want you to make sure you check out some of the other shows on the network. If you're listening to this on iTunes right now, or on the Podomatic site, you're missing out. So you got to head over to blogtalkradio.com/rcommunityproject. And there's a bunch of other shows that are on there, and you can check them out. You got Our Show with Ben and Mary. Ben is kind of the proprietor of this whole thing. You got My Bat Rat Podcast. I'm starting that. You're listening to that right now. They're bringing back Occupy Underground Radio, featuring Ben and Mary and Corey, who is back in Michigan. Got Cleft to Coast Radio with Frankie Metro. There's a bunch of shit, so get on over to blogtalkradio.com/rcommunityproject, and yeah, that's also the only place that you can hear the live edition of the show. After I play the podcast every Sunday night, the second hour you can call in and we can talk about whatever the fuck you want. Last week it didn't work too well, but we're still figuring it out, so figuring out the sound issues, and I want to talk to you guys, so call me up. And we'll chat. And here's another track, Nick Furious. I hope you dig it. Word up.
Dare to believe in yourself and your dreams. They will come to be. Imagine please the reality you envision. Throwing outside forces, sway your decisions. Let the engine run hot, fire on pistons. Take it to the limit, this life's your mission. Repeat for a bitch, ain't got a pot to piss in. Look them square in the face, tell them stop and listen. Put your ear to the dirt, let the car.
We've all been given a chance to live this. Life's not a given, trust the rhythm in sight. Take flight with ideas born of the mind's eye. This is our time. Come together like magnets. Fit them all together from scattered fragments. A piece to the puzzle, dish to the motherland. Leash opportunity presents when you truly believe. Confidence increase. Cut grease and bacteria from the belly of the beast. Contain hysteria. Overcome barriers, be there we are new. I'm close to the tomb like a star from a deep wound. Feeling renewed by the light of the moon. When things go askew, here's something you could ask you. Am I where I wanna be? Am I living consciously? Am I moving constantly? Do I believe in me?
People's Republic. Nick Furious is in People's Republic, or he was, I guess they're not around anymore. But that was his old band, and they were fucking dope. And that was a song called What Kind of Life, off the self-titled People's Republic album. If you track down Nick Furious, he's probably still got some copies of that shit, so you should pick that up. You should pick up the Nick Fury solo album, That Which Doesn't Kill Me. Get that shit, and make sure you check out the stuff BNN is doing, Bandwidth No Name. That's the new shit from Nick Furious, and I'll be playing a track by them a little later on, so you can see the full spectrum of the glory of Nick Furious. We're worshipping at the altar of Furious this week. I thought about getting him on, maybe doing some kind of interview thing, and maybe I'll do that, maybe that'll happen. Like I said, you're not hearing this live, so maybe later in the show you'll hear from Nick, I don't know, but for right now, it's just me and you and Bardo Pond playing in the background, so dig it. Really coming hard with the positivity this week. Nick is a songwriter, that's his forte for sure. He's all about just pumping the love and bringing up the community and making everybody happy, and I don't know, for my part, when you listen to Batwings for Lab Rats, it's not all positive, obviously. I don't know, if I went to some sort of head doctor, I'd probably be bipolar or something like that, maybe. I don't know, it goes back and forth, but to me, that's just the rhythm of life, you know what I'm saying? It's just ones and zeros, happy and sad, positive and negative. Put it all together and it makes the textures that make beauty and pain and happiness and sadness. And it just is what it is. Experience it. When things are good, let them be good. When things are bad, let them be bad and know that they'll get good in the future. And I don't know, there's a certain value to feeling like shit, I think. People tend to focus on trying to make things good, but things aren't always good, and you gotta just accept, and of course you try to make things good, but if you cling to it too hard, it's like trying to wash your ass in prison, and when you cling to that soap too hard, because you're afraid of dropping it, that's when it slides right out of your hand, and next thing you know, Nasty Nate's sneaking up behind you while you're picking that shit up, you know what I mean? There's positivity and there's negativity in life, they're both valid, and the trick, though, I think, that I've found is negativity is louder. If you think about it in mathematical terms, it's like when you multiply a positive number by a negative number, the outcome's always negative. When you add a positive to a negative, the negative takes away from the positive. And I think the bad things in life just crave attention. They're so much louder and in your face, and the good things are content to just be what they are. And I think that's because good things are good, and bad things are bad, and no one wants bad things. So if bad things don't come at you all up in your face, being loud as fuck, craving that attention from everyone all the time, trying to turn up the volume, the bad things won't succeed. So instead of pushing the bad things away with more negativity, fighting fire with fire, all you're gonna get is more fire. So when the bad things come, you just gotta sit with them and give them a hug and accept that they're part of you and love them and try to accept it. So I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just rambling. Like I said, it's been a crazy year, a crazy few months, a crazy week. So, let's get into some Bandwidth No Name, shall we? Yes, let's shall. And we shall. This is a song by Bandwidth No Name called Passion. I hope you dig it. See you soon on the other side. Word up.
Got the fuel, light the fire within it. Live, love, breathe, take a minute. Appreciate every moment you give it. Stay driven, keep active, keep going. You got the tools to rebuild what is broken. Community, family, trust, and devotion. Now all we need is to set this in motion. One, two, you got nothing to lose. Take a deep breath and set yourself loose. Every moment is a moment of truth. Desire and passion slash making the moves. Requires, admires, the fire it spreads. Infectious, the best is to set your own trends. The new or the old, past life's been shed. Incredible, the feeling of free in your head. Yo, it's time to wake up, get yourself out of bed. Being in, bringing you something new instead of that same old thing. Bandwidth No Name, came to rock the show and let you know some things. We do this for the unity of music, the people in our everyday life who help us get through this. Anyone out there that might feel useless, this is for you. I hope you know what the truth is. Passion, desire, commitment. You got the fuel, light the fire within it. Live, love, breathe, take a minute. Appreciate every moment you give it. Stay driven, keep active, keep going. You got the tools to rebuild what is broken. Community, family, trust, and devotion. Now all we need is to set this in motion. There's something going wrong with the world today. So many people are dying, so many people are afraid. It seems like the American dream fades away. As soon as you wake up from sipping that D&J, it's easy to play the game if you plan to lose. But if you play the game to win, are you willing to break the rules? A full paradise and that roll of the dice can either make or break the rest of your life. So make wise choices, make your voice heard, and understand not only one man can make it work. We need to rebuild community, strengthen our families, and always remember to seek the understanding of others, and give a helping hand to the ones that need it most. I hope you understand this is more than a beat, and more than us rapping. If we're moving it from you, that's all I'm asking. Passion, desire, commitment. You got the fuel, light the fire within it. Live, love, breathe, take a minute. Appreciate every moment you give it. Stay driven, keep active, keep going. You got the tools to rebuild what is broken. Community, family, trust, and devotion. Now all we need is to set this in motion. Stand and deliver the equivalent to words of wisdom. Inner beauty truly linked to the outer vision. Every decision has a repercussive incision. You're not pushing, then you're not listening. Indiscriminate idiots, you ain't legitimate. We'll stop at nothing to perpetuate the inaccurate. Infiltrating senses, poisonous, venomous thoughts. Paying no mind, it's not worth the cost.
raise the banner of these bad mamma jammers. Stand with no name, flies the flag in our pajamas. But we ain't sleepers, we just some heavy dreamers. Got a whole lot of soul, amplified through the speakers. Turn it up loud and everybody sing along. The song's about the difference between right and wrong. So go on and party with these beliefs. Take what you learn here and go forth and teach passion.
And now for another installment of... Hey man, can I ask you something?
Hey man, can I ask you something?
Yeah, go for it.
You think in heaven, good people get to do bad shit to evil people?
What do you mean?
Like, you think there's a big line of Jews in heaven that are just raping Hitler over and over and over and over again?
Yes, but is it... actual Hitler, or is it maybe like a gimp was a really good person and that gimp went to heaven and the gimp gets to look just like Hitler and get raped and the line of Jews gets to rape Hitler and everyone's happy?
And I'm talking about like actual Hitler, because it's like, you know, Hitler probably has a hell and it's more than likely getting raped by a big line of Jews.
There's no hell in Judaism.
There's no heaven in Judaism.
Oh. There's neither?
I guess I don't know.
Aren't you a Jew?
I'm a bad Jew.
Okay, but you are a Jew.
Yes.
So, if you could go back in time and murder baby Hitler in his crib, would you do it?
I mean, yeah, of course I would. Yeah. But does that mean that I wouldn't go to heaven and get to rape Hitler?
Well, I don't know, and I don't know for two reasons. First, is it right or wrong to kill baby Hitler?
Because
we know what Hitler's going to do, but in that time stream, that baby is a goddamn baby. That baby hasn't done shit. You can't just go through time killing babies, right?
Well, I mean, that would be the best time to kill a baby, is through time travel, because when someone's going to hunt you down, say, it's already butterfly affected, they won't even know that you've killed that baby, because how could you have?
That's true. Yeah, so if you're into killing babies, I guess that's the way to do it. I wonder if, like, sudden infant death syndrome, you know? I wonder if that's just...
SIDS?
Yeah, SIDS. I wonder if that's just time-traveling ghost baby murderers from heaven, you know?
Yeah.
But here's the other thing about the Hitler thing. If you kill baby Hitler, let's say that's a good thing. Let's say... no matter what, morally, it's good to kill baby Hitler. Okay.
Because he's an evil person and he would grow up to do evil things.
Right. We know
so it's
he's
a
evil.
Good thing to do an evil thing.
Right. Yeah, so in this case, it's good to do an evil thing. But is it good? That's the question. So say it is good. The other question is, if you kill baby Hitler and you go to heaven, is old Hitler still there for you to rape?
Ultimate paradox.
Or does Hitler still go to hell and you have to rape a baby?
Baby Hitler to rape.
Yeah.
I doubt that would be someone's heaven unless they're into raping baby Hitler.
What if they're into raping babies? Someone's into raping babies, but they've never raped a baby because they know it's wrong. And they donate to the police every year and they pay their taxes. They go to heaven. Do they get to rape baby Hitler that you killed in time travel? Because they're into raping babies, but they knew it was wrong. So when you get to heaven, are you allowed to rape people in general? Like, just willy-nilly raping people that went to hell?
Isn't there a form of heaven that's like 72 virgins that you get, and like you get to rape all of them?
Yeah. I've heard of that, yeah. Like terrorists when they blow themselves up for potential pussy, as Joe Rogan talks about.
Exactly.
The possibility of pussy in the afterlife. That's how strong pussy is. Yeah, I wonder. Because that can't be heaven for those virgins. And they're virgins. How many virgins are going to hell, right?
Right.
Like, who's a virgin and a horrible person? Like, the combination probably doesn't line up that much.
They probably haven't done much.
Right. Yeah.
72 virgin baby Hitlers.
Yeah, what if we could just clone baby Hitlers? What if just in the world, if you had a time traveling device, you could go back in time, take a sample of DNA from Hitler, make a bunch of baby Hitlers, and then sell them in, like, I'll give it 3 years before our culture is ready for this. 2018, you can sell, I guess that's 4 years. 2018, you can sell little clones of baby Hitler just for raping. Like a fleshlight, but it's a baby. But it's Hitler. And maybe they even, like, stitch a little mustache on the baby clones, just so it's...
It's probably a tattoo.
Yeah. Yeah, what if somebody got the Hitler tattoo? You know how, like, hipsters get the little mustache on their finger, and they think they're so goddamn cute when they put it up on their lip?
Index mustache.
Yeah, on the inside of the index finger, and then they put it up on their... Yeah. Should Girls get, have it, you know?
Should get a Hitler mustache on that index finger.
Exactly. Yeah.
A fucking hipster Hitler.
Yeah, hipster Hitler. A hipstler.
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 This has been... Hey, hey man, can I ask you something?
Unknown questions, accessing further lessons for us to ponder. Drunk off the moonshine, my mind starts to wander. Come to grips, truth is, we squander too many seconds. This life is but one time around. Respect it, the light at night. Your center and axis, assist paralysis, waves liberate conflict, moonlit meditation is reflective and paramount. Consider what you care about, in the here and now, the man in the moon will absolve all your qualms, let it all out, release the pressure, grounded to earth, center my chi, come on back down to the dirt, gives me a purpose to serve, connecting music to words, connecting music and words, and it's a pleasure to serve as I
watch the moon, watch the moon from a distance, begin to find, searching to another purpose from far away. You shed your light on through. I thank the stars for all you do.
Watch the moon, observe from within, cycle around once again, take it back to the beginning. As the sun descends and it starts to get dark, means justify the ending, but they also justify the start. Fresh new versions of the fresh new moon, a clean new approach, a novel set of rules, new sets of tools, innovative thought school. All organisms emanate, radiate celestial, terrestrial. Navigation is achievable, circumvent life's hurtful potholes and divots. Pivot, stand at attention to detail of when we fail. Lift the veil, let's draw to scale those dimensions. Typically we beat ourselves mentally weak, what's meant to be will be, but avoid self-defeat. See much more clearly now, nighttime is lazy, moonbeam shoulder lane, I moonwalk baby.
Watch the moon, watch the moon from a distance, begin to fly, searching to another purpose from far away. You shed your light on through. I thank the stars for all you do.
Authorize moonrise on the in and outside. The light of the night of the full moon is bright. It's quite impressive. It provides great sight. Visibility magnified 100 times. Fight the good fight, but do it with much sense. Scrutinize the lies or the demise will set in. The quintessential crescent must be accepted. Knee-jerk response can self-sabotage all rights. Moonlight muted moments to define the finite. From the most quiet place, realize emergently. From the mountaintop, the night sky rests peacefully. Moonstruck, I'm overcome by lunar energy. Inner serenity is my serendipity. The dawning day draws near and a word observed. The birth of life dovetails the song of a bird. Each phase of the moon resonates on this earth.
Watch the moon,
watch the moon,
watch the moon from a distance. Begin to fly, searching to another purpose from far away. You shed your light on through. I thank the stars for all you do. I thank the stars. I watch the moon.
Floating in the sea of night, she is the luminous orb of fortune, slow or bright. shadows, those needing protection. Who but the wolf should howl at the moon, except those who fear her tides and typhoons. Watch the moon, for deception must yield to that which is true. If you watch the moon, she'll watch over you.
That was a track off the Nick Fury solo album, the That Which Doesn't Kill Us. That featured Natalie Poole singing the hook and the astrology witch doing the groovy poem at the end. That's probably still to this day my favorite song that Nick's ever worked on, I think. I don't know, I can't say that though. I don't want to say it's better than the Bandwidth stuff they're doing now, because they're on fire these days. So it's Sunday now. I recorded the first half of the show yesterday on Saturday, and now I'm recording the second half on Sunday. And we had our show last night. It was really, really, really good times. We played with Bandwidth No Name and American Slang and Good Green and Element 37 and Stem Ivory and Just Lazarus and shit, I hope I'm not forgetting anyone. But yeah, it was very good times. It was down at the Chill Factory, and it was super cool. I'm a little concerned. I can't find my bag of microphones, so hopefully I can track that down. That would be a huge bummer if I lost our mics, but it's my own damn fault if it happened. But the show itself was good. We played last. We brought down the house at the end, set it off. I guess we shut it down. We didn't set it off. That would be starting at the beginning, right? Is that how the English language works? Yeah, we shut it down. Yeah, I'm looking on the Urban Dictionary. We definitely shut it down. Yeah, it was really good times. Thanks to everybody who came out to the Chill Factory. We haven't been playing a lot of shows lately, like I said. So it's really good to get out and see all y'all's faces and scream in them and whatnot. So word up. Yeah, we'll have more shows coming up in the new year, so we'll keep you all posted. Just keep tuning into the podcast and you'll know where we're gonna be, and we'll party together. We will get down. I'm a little frustrated at this juncture in life because I just watched the Cowboys blow a 26-3 halftime lead and lose to the Packers. I can't fucking take it anymore. It's pretty much the end of their season. I don't know if they're technically, mathematically eliminated from the playoffs at this point, but I don't fucking care anymore. I can't let them do this to me every week, every year, every minute of my life. Every time, it's like, oh, we're gonna win. Oh, no, we're definitely gonna lose. Yep, we lost. Well, there's always next year, so here we are again, wait until next year. God damn it, Dallas Cowboys. Why? 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 So very frustrating. So frustrating. Why do I even care? You know? It's ridiculous. Just like rooting for... It's like there's an old Jerry Seinfeld joke about how you're just rooting for laundry. Because the players change teams all the time, and the teams change cities, and the coaches get fired and go to new teams. And really, the only thing you're rooting for is the jersey. That being said, I'm a huge geek, and I'm obsessed with sports jerseys. I go to the Uniwatch blog every day, give them a plug. If you're some sort of hybrid of a sports fan and art geek, you should check out Uniwatch. It's Uniwatch, uniwatch.com, and they just pretty much cover all the uniform news in the sports world. It's pretty good times. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. I can't help but feel I'm losing steam here in the second half of the show. I'm just so upset about the Cowboys ruining my life. I don't know what to do with myself. Maybe I'll turn against them. It's like, be like a supervillain, you know? Like, be like Two-Face. Like, he used to be the district attorney, and then some shit went down, and now he's an asshole. So maybe I'll just watch the Cowboys still every week and hope they lose. Go to the dark side, be a hater. I could never do that. No matter what happens, I'm down with the Cowboys for life. Fucking assholes. Well, I know one thing that might make me feel better. Let's saddle up and take a little trip to the spliff shop with our good friends, Nick Furious, and epic. This is Split Shop. It's a parody of the Macklemore song. You're gonna love it.
What do you guys want? Get some sour cream and onion chips with some dip, man. Some beef jerky, some peanut butter. Get some Häagen-Dazs ice cream bars. A whole lot of hot. Make sure it's chocolate. Gotta have chocolate, man. Some popcorn, bread popcorn, graham crackers. Graham crackers, the marshmallows, and little chocolate bars. And make some s'mores, man. Yeah, that's awesome, man.
I ain't gonna cop no swag. I got $20 on some chronic. I'm blunted, looking for my lighter. Weed is fucking awesome.
Yo, I walk into the shop like, what up? I need some good pot. Supply me a tink to that good green. I need lock. But right now all I got is $20 in my pocket. Oh shit, I lost my keys.
Yo, I think we need a lock.
Yo, that hot shit we dropped is non-stop and rock kids' brains. Like replacing that pot in Mary Jane. It's hot and I'm the flame. In stock got different strains. I got what you need, the Funk Doc's the name.
Yo, we need to get another spliff. I did, and that shit wasn't 99 cents.
Got Jamaican and Maui, that purple cushion's around me. That app gooey tattoo, we got that hash and you found me. Face first down on the ground without asking. Weed hashing, keep that shit that keeps you bouncing. I'ma take your grandma's weed, I'ma take your grandma's weed. Nah, for real, ask your grandma, can I have an extra seed?
We ain't weed snobs, we don't smoke that swag. It's a concrete fact, that shit is whack. We blaze the high-grade top with bionic cash. Break up the blue dream and break out the bubble hash. This bar some blood wraps from the spliff shop. You epic, grab the grinder, then twist the stud up. Hit the spliff and get intoxicated by the chronic. It's non-toxic.
I've got five on it.
I ain't gonna cop no swag. I got $20 on some chronic. I'm blooded, looking for my lighter. Weed is fucking awesome. I ain't gonna cop no swag. I got $20 on some chronic. I'm blooded, looking for my lighter. Weed is fucking awesome.
What you know about hotbox in a coffin? What you know about trading grams for Walkmans? I'm digging. I'm searching for a nugget. It's all frosted. One man's trash is another man.
Awesome.
Tutti Frutti, Pineapple Express. White Widow AK, only the best. When it's right, pack the pipe and inhale the cess. Cause down there at the spliff shop, they got the products hooking all the fiends up. Load up the bongs, you could also get vaporized. Get ready to unwind and destabilize. The stuff, they can pick you right up. So delighted, so raise up your lighter. Bama, no name welcomes y'all to
yeah,
the cypher.
I got the best of trees next to me. Better than some ecstasy, extra please. Because it's fresh from the dispensary. Yes, got those half-price specials on those hash pipes. Blunt wraps, Pyrex bowls, and glazes last night. That's right, we like the best and you better know. Chong ain't got nothing on my bong game, hell no. I can take a 16th, get an O and sell. Then on my come up, I go and cop an elbow. I go and cop an elbow. I go and cop an elbow. Ooh.
Smoking bag.
I ain't gonna cop no swag. I got $20 on some chronic. I'm blunted, looking for my lighter. Weed is fucking awesome. Let's smoke another bowl. Let's eat some edibles. We smoke so much and what we puff is so incredible. Let's smoke another bowl. Let's eat some edibles. We smoke so much and what we puff is so incredible.
I ain't gonna cop no swag. I got $20 on some chronic. I'm blunted, looking for my lighter. Weed is fucking awesome.
And now, the true meaning of Christmas. This is from Cannabis Culture magazine. This came out like 10 years ago, but it's still apt to this day. Title of the article, The Psychedelic Secrets of Santa Claus. Modern Christian traditions are based on ancient mushroom-using shamans. By Dana Larson. Although most people see Christmas as a Christian holiday, many of the symbols and icons we associate with Christmas celebrations are actually derived from the shamanistic traditions of the tribal peoples of pre-Christian Northern Europe. The sacred mushroom of these people was the red and white Amanita muscaria mushroom, also known as the fly agaric. These mushrooms are now commonly seen in books of fairy tales and are usually associated with magic and fairies. This is because they contain potent hallucinogenic compounds and were used by ancient peoples for insight and transcendental experiences. Most of the major elements of the modern Christmas celebration, such as Santa Claus, Christmas trees, magical reindeer, and the giving of gifts, are originally based upon the traditions surrounding the harvest and consumption of these most sacred mushrooms. The World Tree. These ancient peoples, including the Lapps of modern-day Finland and the Koyak tribes of the central Russian steppes, believed in the idea of a world tree. The world tree was seen as kind of a cosmic axis onto which the planes of the universe are fixed. The roots of the world tree stretch down into the underworld. Its trunk is the middle earth of everyday existence, and its branches reach upwards into the heavenly realm. The North Star was also considered sacred, since all other stars in the sky revolved around its fixed point. They associated this pole star with the world tree and the central axis of the universe. The top of the world tree touched the North Star, and the spirit of the shaman would climb this metaphorical tree, thereby passing into the realm of the gods. This is the true meaning of the star on top of the modern Christmas tree, and also the reason that the super shaman, Santa, makes his home at the North Pole. The Amanita muscaria mushrooms grow only under certain types of trees, mostly firs and evergreens. The mushroom caps are the fruit of the larger mycelium beneath the soil, which exists in a symbiotic relationship with the roots of the tree. To ancient people, these mushrooms were literally the fruit of the tree. Ancient peoples were amazed at how these magical mushrooms sprang from the earth without any visible seed. They considered this virgin birth to have been the result of the morning dew, which was seen as the semen of the deity. The silver tinsel we drape on our modern Christmas tree represents this divine fluid. Yeah, editorial note. So, the tinsel is a bunch of jizz. That's gross. Anyway, reindeer games. The active ingredients of the Amanita mushrooms are not metabolized by the body, and so they remain active in the urine. In fact, it's safer to drink the urine of one who has consumed the mushrooms than to eat the mushrooms directly, as many of the toxic compounds are processed and eliminated on the first pass through the body. It was common practice among ancient people to recycle the potent effects of the mushroom by drinking each other's urine. The Amanita's ingredients can remain potent even after 6 passes through the human body. Some scholars argue that this is the origin of the phrase to get pissed, as this urine-drinking activity preceded alcohol by thousands of years. Reindeer were the sacred animals of these semi-nomadic people, as the reindeer provided food, shelter, clothing, and other necessities. Reindeer are also fond of eating the Amanita mushrooms, and they will seek them out, then prance around while under the influence. Often, the urine of tripped-out reindeer would be consumed for its psychedelic effects. This effect goes the other way, too, as reindeer also enjoy the urine of a human, especially one who has consumed the mushrooms. In fact, reindeer will seek out human urine to drink, and some tribesmen carry sealskin containers of their own collected piss, which they use to attract stray reindeer back into the herd. The effects of the Amanita mushroom usually include sensations of size distortion and flying. The feeling of flying could account for the legends of flying reindeer, and legends of shamanic journeys include stories of winged reindeer transporting their riders up to the highest branches of the world tree. Santa Claus, Super Shaman. Although the modern image of Santa Claus was created at least in part by the advertising department of Coca-Cola, in truth, his appearance, clothing, and mannerisms all mark him as the reincarnation of these ancient mushroom-gathering shamans. One of the side effects of eating Amanita mushrooms is that the skin and facial features take on a flushed, ruddy glow. This is why Santa is always shown with glowing red cheeks and nose. Even Santa's jolly ho-ho-ho is the euphoric laugh of one who has indulged in the magic fungus. Santa also dresses like a mushroom gatherer. When it was time to go out and harvest the magical mushrooms, the ancient shamans would dress much like Santa, wearing red and white fur trim coats and long black boots. These peoples lived in dwellings made of birch and reindeer hide called yurts. Somewhat similar to a teepee, the yurt's central smoke hole is sometimes used as an entrance when the snow is deep, or by a shaman for ceremonial purposes. After gathering the mushrooms from under the sacred trees where they appeared, the shamans would fill their sacks and return home. Climbing down the chimney entrances, they would share out the mushrooms' gifts with those within. The Amanita mushroom needs to be dried before being consumed, and the drying process reduces the mushroom's toxicity while increasing its potency. The shaman would guide the group in stringing the mushrooms and hanging them around the hearth fire to dry. This tradition is echoed in the modern stringing of popcorn and other items. The psychedelic journeys taken under the influence of Amanita were also symbolized by a stick reaching up through the smoke hole in the top of the yurt. The smoke hole was the portal where the spirit of the shaman exited the physical plane. Santa's famous magical journey, where his sleigh takes him around the whole planet in a single night, is developed from the heavenly chariot, used by the gods from whom Santa and other shamanic figures are descended. The chariot of Odin, Thor, and even the Egyptian god Osiris is now known as the Big Dipper, which circles around the North Star in a 24-hour period. In different versions of the ancient story, the chariot was pulled by reindeer or horses. As the animals grow exhausted, their mingled spit and blood falls to the ground, forming the Amanita mushrooms. Saint Nicholas and Old Nick. Saint Nicholas is a legendary figure who supposedly lived during the 4th century. His cult spread quickly, and Nicholas became the patron saint of many varied groups, including judges, pawnbrokers, criminals, merchants, sailors, bakers, travelers, the poor, and children. Most religious historians agree that Saint Nicholas did not actually exist as a real person, and was instead a Christianized version of earlier pagan gods. Nicholas legends were mainly created out of the stories about the Teutonic god called Hold Nikar, known as Poseidon to the Greeks. This powerful sea god was known to gallop through the sky during the winter solstice, granting boons to his worshippers below. When the Catholic Church created the character of Saint Nick, they took his name from Nikar and gave him Poseidon's title of the Sailor. There are thousands of churches named in Saint Nicholas' honor, most of which are converted temples to Poseidon and Hold Nikar. As the ancient pagan deities were demonized by the Christian Church, Hold Nikar's name also became associated with Satan, known as Old Nick. Could it be Satan? Local traditions were incorporated into the new Christian holidays to make them more acceptable to the new converts. To these early Christians, Saint Nicholas became a sort of super shaman who was overlaid upon their own shamanic cultural practices. Many images of Saint Nicholas from these early times show him wearing red and white or standing in front of a red background with white spots, the design of the Amanita mushroom. Saint Nicholas also adopted some of the qualities of the legendary grandmother Befana from Italy, who filled children's stockings with gifts. Her shrine at Bari, Italy, became a shrine to Saint Nicholas. Modern world ancient traditions. Some psychologists have discussed the cognitive dissonance which occurs when children are encouraged to believe in the literal existence of Santa Claus, only to have their parents' lie revealed when they are older. By so deceiving our children, we rob them of a richer heritage, for the actual origin of these ancient rituals is rooted deep in our history and our collective unconscious. By better understanding the truths within these popular celebrations, we can better understand the modern world and our place in it. Many people in the modern world have rejected Christmas as being too commercial, claiming that this ritual of giving is actually a celebration of materialism and greed. Yet the true spirit of this winter festival lies not in the exchange of plastic toys, but in the celebrating a gift from the earth, the fruiting top of a magical mushroom, and the revelatory experiences that it can provide. Instead of perpetuating outdated and confusing holiday myths, it might be more fulfilling to return to the original source of these seasonal celebrations. How about getting back to basics and enjoying some magical mushrooms with your loved ones this solstice? What better gift can a family share than a little piece of love and enlightenment? That was from Cannabis Culture Magazine, written by Dana Larson. Good job, Dana Larson, and now you've got some fun facts to impress all your friends and family with about the true origins of Christmas. And that brings us to the end of our show this week. I'm thinking maybe I should have gone into the Christmas thing next week, but tell you the truth, I'm fucking tired and I'm pissed off that the Cowboys fucked me over again. So I just wanted to get that out this week since it's on my mind every year this time of year, and I found a good old article from Cannabis Culture about it, and I hope you dug it. So thanks for checking out Bat Rat Podcast Episode 2. Big thanks to everybody who came out to the show on Saturday. It was really good times. Much love to everybody. I think next week on the show I'm going to have a guest. I think this is tentative, so it might change, but I think I'm going to get an interview with Sean Smock, who's doing our album. So we'll at least have a little talking from him. You won't have to listen to my stupid voice the whole time all up in your ears. We'll talk about the process of recording the album and how it's going and when you can expect a single. And because, like I said before, I am goddamn itching to get you these songs. And right now, the way we're planning to do it is as we finish editing the songs and mixing them, we're going to put them out one at a time. So you'll actually be able to hear every song from the album one song at a time. And then once the album's done, we'll have a CD release here in Albuquerque, and you can come out and get a physical copy of the album. We'll also have digital copies for download. And we really want to do something special with the actual packaging. Because these days, you know, physical CDs are kind of on the outs. You can get everything digitally. It's way more convenient. So we want to offer that. We want to have the digital download. But for those that still like collecting and like the idea of holding the artwork in your hands, we want to do something super special. So we're not quite sure exactly what it is yet. But I want to find something that can actually be totally unique to each package. So maybe I'll do like a little drawing or a little note, or maybe just something different in each one. I'll put a little present in there. And we're going to do a real short run of these, so it's going to be kind of a collector's thing rather than just a mass-produced album. And you'll also, I think we'll probably do a free digital copy if you buy the CD, so you can download the MP3 and have it that way. Yeah, we're still working out the details on all this stuff. If you have any input, if you're into the band and you wanna have a say, or you have an idea of what you think we should do, hit me up. Send me an email, Brandon, BRANDON, at batwingsforlabrats.com. And also, if you have any music for the show, if you're in a band, or if you're a rapper, or if you're a whatever, if you play a violin, you got the killer violin tracks, and the world needs to hear them, send them my way. Brandon at batwingsforlabrats.com, and it'll be good times. Let's get one more Nick Fury song to play us out. What does that mean, to play us out? Fuck it, we'll do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live! Here's one more song by Nick Fury. What's it gonna be? Let's do another one from his solo album. I'm looking it up right now from his solo album, That Which Doesn't Kill Us. Let's do Keep On Rising by Nick Furious, and that'll be the end of the show. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week. Next week will be my birthday show also, so I don't know exactly what I'll do for it, but it's going to be whatever the fuck I want, because it's my goddamn birthday podcast. Y'all can suck my dick! Much love. Later.
I'm worried, I got blisters on my skin. Forever running from the foe they call payback. They think I've gone for good, but oh, I will come back.
I just got blisters on my skin, work them bones till they thin. Forever efficient, payback, come back in. The most important thing to recognize is that we can win. Stand at the precipice, consequence, our decisions. Mercury rising, while the tide is pulling us down. Tied, tethered to the ground, bound by what we've lost and found. Nothing but the sound of the music to endow. A place to escape, do it now. Caused you to see me like a madman with malice. You found no solace in my actions, reckless abandon. The past impact and damages and days of sadness. I didn't consider that your feelings were important. Intensifying climbing, finding there's no distraction. Resounding epiphany, now seek this blissful interaction. I'm deeply blessed by your humility and your forgiveness. Yes, yes, you keep me moving higher.
Keep on rising. 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 Keep on rising.
myself rising, lying with you feels somewhat incredible. You are the only one who understands me and what I go through. We found a special world beyond the bounds of first perception. The ambition is to be expanding, so please stay standing next to me. Please stay standing right by my side. Jointly, we can make it through the night. If we stand tall and fight, rise to avoid that ride. On that midnight train to Georgia, wounded and tortured. The outcome is horrible yet crucial. This dichotomy is proven painfully useful. Can't allow the fires of the sorceress to court you thus. Recurrent thought that is certain, not about to close the curtain on us.
Keep on rising. Keep on rising. Keep on rising. Keep on rising.
That my selfish reasons are indisputable. I got this lump inside my throat.
Why?
'Cause I feel like I'm losing you. Don't want my grip to slip. No need to trip and stripped of awareness. In all fairness, I never gave 100%. I was so selfish. Now I was hoping we could grow old as one. Make love, not war. Laugh and write love letters. I'm the first to admit my worst and apologize for all of the inflicted hurt that I did insert. What kind of jerk am I to drag your worth through the dirt? Rueful results once were, but now we can make it work. It'll be well worth when we're in accord together. You and I were made for forever. Please don't give up,
keep
never.
Keep on rising. Keep on rising.